This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, everybody, it's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root on the USA Radio Network. My email address is leeelsieradio@gmail.com. We'll take some phone calls starting at the bottom of the hour, so if you want to, I would love to talk to you tonight because there's so many different things to talk about, but we won't take calls until the bottom of the hour, so if you don't mind waiting until then, I'd love to talk to you at that point in time, so you can give us a call at 833-927-8255. I was chatting with Wayne a couple hours ago. He'll be back.
Narrative that the cathedral's burning is accidental before being cut off by Smith. He said, and you need to know that for the past year, we've had churches desecrated each and every week in France, all over France. Of course, you will hear the stories about the political correctness, which will tell you that's probably an accident. Probably an accident. And Shep says, sir, we're not going to speculate here of the cause of something that we don't know. I'm just telling you something. We need to be ready, Crescenti began. No, sir, we're not doing that here. Not now. None of my watch, Smith snapped. Coincidentally, Fox News host Neil Cavuto also abruptly cut off the Catholic League president, Bill Donahue, for insinuating the fire was intentionally caused. The notion that the Notre Dame blaze could have been started by arsonists was first reported by local cathedral workers. A Jesuit friend in Paris who works in Notre Dame told me cathedral staff said the fire was intentionally set, reported Time columnist Christopher Hale. It's not outside the realm of possibility to deduce arson as the cause of the fire. As we reported, anti-Christian attacks in France have been on the rise following the European Union's decision to flood the continent with millions of migrants. starting in 2015. Makes you wonder. I just don't, you know, look, I have not said anywhere, go check out my Twitter account, go check out my Facebook, I have not said that it was an Islamic terror attack, or it was arson, or it was a terror attack in general. None of that, because I'm not going to speculate. Nobody knows, but I'm just telling you, it's holy. It's the holiest week of the year in the Christian religion, and France, a country filled with Islamic terrorists and hateful Islamic migrants and refugees. They hate France, they hate Christianity, they hate Western civilization, and they must hate that symbol of Christianity, the Notre Dame Cathedral. So I would not put it by them to do that, and there was someone sentenced today, let me look it up right while I'm talking to you. I believe the sentencing went on today, or this week, in France. Here it is. It was on Friday. A female jihadi was jailed over an attempted car bombing outside the Notre Dame Cathedral. This all happened on Friday. Islamic terrorist Inez Mandani was jailed for 8 years for her attempted car bombing outside the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Wow. 8 years on Friday. We all know they were aiming for great symbols of Christianity in the Holy Week, and now the biggest symbol in France burns to the ground. Interesting. Very interesting. So nobody knows for sure, but it seems suspicious to me. And let's just say at the moment, we'll chalk it up to renovation and construction. At the moment, I have no reason not to believe that. But it smells lousy. And it would be liberals and big government and the government of France. It would be just like them to all cover this up and try and be politically correct and say absolutely nothing at the moment. Or maybe ever. Who knows? Another example of that, by the way, would be the guy that threw the 5-year-old off the balcony at the Mall of America. First of all, the Mall of America is filled with Somali immigrants. Am I saying a Somali immigrant did it? I don't know. I know that a black guy threw a white 5-year-old boy from the 3rd floor of the Mall of America, and this poor little boy is fighting for his life. Every bone in his body must be broken, and his spirit must be broken. He must be in a coma, and he must have 1,000 tubes sticking out of him. He's the most beautiful little boy in the world. And if he was a little black boy, I'd say he's the most beautiful little boy in the world. It's not a white-black thing, but a black man did throw a white kid off the roof, and in Minnesota, it's all Somalis who are black. The whole Minnesota now is Somali. Somali refugees. So was he a Somali refugee? I don't know. The media won't say. It's a total blackout. Is he a Somali immigrant? I don't know. I know he's black, and I know he threw a white boy off the 3rd floor of the balcony. And I know that if a white man had thrown a black kid or a Muslim kid or a Somali migrant, an innocent little 5-year-old black kid off the roof of a mall anywhere in America, I know it would have been the biggest news story in America all weekend long, and I know there'd be rioting in black communities around this country and rioting in Muslim communities, and they'd be screaming that white people are racist. I told you it's a hate crime. White people are racist. And by the way, has it been declared a hate crime? If a black man throws a white 5-year-old precious boy off the roof and kills him or paralyzes him for life or breaks every bone in his body, he'll never be able to walk again. Is that not a hate crime? I haven't heard a word applied to hate crime. It's only hate crimes when white people hurt black people. There is no hate crime when a black person hurts a white person or a Muslim hurts a Christian. Was he an asylum seeker? Is he from the district of Ilhan Omar? Inquiring minds want to know. And by the way, has Ilhan Omar said a word about this? A word about it? Not a word. To my knowledge, not one word. Can you imagine if in her district, in Minneapolis, a white man threw a Muslim child off the roof of the Mall of America on 3 stories down, and he broke every bone in his body? Can you imagine the screaming coming from the Muslim community, and from Ilhan Omar, and from Rashida Tlaib, and from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and from the Democratic Party, and from the liberal media, and from Black Lives Matter? Can you imagine? But a precious, gorgeous little white child was thrown by a black man, who I assume may very well be a Somali immigrant, off the roof of that Mall of America, 3 stories down. if not his death, certainly to his horrendous, crippling, grave injuries, and maybe his death. And there's no outcry in America. Make any sense to you? Wow, it doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense at all. And the latest update, by the way, about the Notre Dame Cathedral, everything is burning, nothing will be left. Everything is burning, nothing will be left is the headline. The famous Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, France, built between 1163 and 1385, is going up in flames. Huge billows of smoke and fire. And the people are saying, who are on the scene, nothing will be left. Notre Dame, Paris on fire. It feels like the end of the world. Smoke billowing from the Notre Dame Cathedral. Horrible way to start Easter week. Horrible way. And the latest update is, nothing will be left. Everything is burning. You may very well find out that this was a terror attack. You may very well find out this was terrorist arson. I have a hard time believing this was a construction defect. This was renovation that sparked set it off. But it may have. And I don't know. But I know one thing. You're a fool if you believe that's the end of the story. And this shouldn't be investigated much further. Nobody knows anything yet. Fire might have begun during the renovation, might not have. I know that YouTube is slammed by critics because live footage was there of the Notre Dame Cathedral burning, and underneath it, YouTube identified it as 9/11 conspiracy theory. They have 9/11 conspiracy theory underneath the Notre Dame fire live stream. YouTube said that an algorithmic fail caused the wrong information panel to appear with the live footage. Wow. Interesting. Wait on the road war now. We'll be right back with more. Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak to Russell 2000, down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199.
Viable, and they're the only constitution of money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash on average in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy points, and availability vary by state.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time, with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to
run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
If you're over the age of...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Let me mention Liberty HealthShare, because Liberty HealthShare has been sponsoring the show for about 4 years now. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution. That solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It starts at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. There are no windows, but we are in the window period right now where everybody's allowed to join anything new they want. So a lot of people are in the, you know, in the window where they look. But there are no windows with Liberty HealthShare because Christian Health Sharing has an exemption with Obamacare. So there's no windows, no limit enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or lightyourliberty.com. Lightyourliberty.com.
All right, we are back, the USA Radio Network. I think we're back on all the networks. Are we back, Chris, on all the networks?
We are, and I hope you don't get any more calls about how after 10 a.m. it doesn't work right.
All right, I want
inside joke
to our listeners out there, because listen, this is how it happens. This is technology, man. But we're bouncing a signal from here to Dallas, to Vegas, out to satellite, back to the world. So welcome aboard. Thank you as always for listening. You get the USA Radio Network. No Wayne tonight, and no Wayne tomorrow night, but he'll be back on Thursday, and he'll be raring and ready to go. So I was watching the. Happened to be my morning show ended, and the morons on the left came rolling out this morning to throw their articles of impeachment at Donald J. Trump. And first to speak was Nancy Pelosi, who I don't like to talk about people's physical afflictions. It's not my style. But either she was drunk or her dentures were slipping out. I mean, it was one or the other. It's 10 o'clock in the morning, and she sounded hammered. But okay, she comes out and does her thing, and everything Nancy Pelosi does now has a hint of God attached to it, right? Somehow, some way, in the last few months, she's become a holy roller, and everything she does again has to, you know, get the praise of Lord and the Jesus Christ and all that goes along with that. So she's praying for Donald Trump, she's praying for his soul, she's praying for my soul and everybody else's soul. And then, of course, she gives way to Nadler, who does his thing, and the rest of the crew get their, you know, 5 minutes of fame to talk about Donald Trump and the articles of impeachment. Okay, fine. All well and good. We knew it was coming. We knew it was happening. Here is the important thing that I think y'all need to understand, and we can go over this a couple of different times. It's really important for you to understand this. So, because of the broad language regarding impeachment in the Constitution, so what constitutes an impeachable offense is inherently a political question, right? You can basically be impeached for whatever the majority of the House of Representatives considers to be an impeachable moment at that given time. So this may sound far-fetched and crazy and off the wall, but, you know, for whoever the next Democrat president is, as soon as they get into office, you can begin articles of impeachment. If you want to start this ugly cycle of constantly going down the road of impeachment where they nitpick different things from different presidents, we can do this until kingdom come. We can do it with every presidential cycle until the end of time. This is one of these situations. You take a couple steps back at it and you look at it through objective eyes. And I try to do that. I do my best. I honestly try not to be partisan whenever we're talking about these kinds of things. And if you look at this through just non-partisan, what's right and what's wrong eyes, what they're claiming the president did, even if he did it, is to me, is not even close to an impeachable offense. You pick up the phone, you're talking with the president of the Ukraine, okay? You're talking with the president of the Ukraine, and you have a treaty with that nation to share information. Again, if you want to tell me that he went a little bit outside of the lines, so he drove a little bit on the wrong side of the road, right? He caught the pass, but his cleat was on the white. Really? To go through these hoops and throw him out of office for this nonsense, it's an absolute joke. And I'll tell you, we can get into this a little bit more, but you want to do this with every president? Because whoever controls the House can keep this merry-go-round going over and over and over and over again. It'll snowball out of control. Hey, my name is Lee Elsie. I thank you very much. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. You want to call 833-927-8255. We'll be back.
This is Stacy on her motorcycle.
What an incredible view!
And this is Stacy off her motorcycle.
Does this have sucralose in it?
On her motorcycle.
Oh, it's the wind in my hair!
Off her motorcycle.
It's pronounced et cetera, not et cetera.
On.
Woohoo! Yes!
Off.
No.
You're better on your bike. And with basic policies starting at $75 a year, quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Multiple people are dead, including one police officer, following a shootout in Jersey City, New Jersey. Mayor Stephen Phillips says multiple civilians were found dead inside a kosher supermarket where this happened, inside the Greenville neighborhood.
we can confirm there's multiple deceased inside the building, and all the schools in the location are secure. They will be secure for the foreseeable future until we feel comfortable to release all the children, but all the children are accounted for.
Reports are this could be a drug deal gone bad, and police have described the incident as criminal in nature as opposed to domestic terrorism. With House Democrats introducing two articles of impeachment against President Trump, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is unsure when a trial would take place.
No decisions have been made yet. They'll be made later.
Indications are that a trial would start next month. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You can
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
The sponsor of the show is RootWall.com. Main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Root Wall studio. RootWall.com. Time to take a stand. We either build the wall with Mexico or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to RootWall.com. Everything's at RootWall.com. The videos, the explanations, the columns, the distribution of funds, it's all there. We will build this wall together. RootWall.com. And then, of course, I got to give the disclaimer required by FEC. Root for the Wall Pack paid for is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. RootWall.com.
All right, we are back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered. I'm Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. You want to call in once again? The number is 833-927-8255. And we'll try to grab a couple of calls if, in fact, there's something you guys want to talk about. That's why we're here. Most caller-friendly show in the entire country. So I left off talking just briefly about impeachment. Let me just preface by saying, I know folks out there want to talk about this. I know you want to talk about this because, you know, it's head, lead story, head of the paper, head of the fold, top of the fold, whatever you want to say. I feel as though this is, you know, the Mueller report 2.0. And we're going to spin our wheels and spend all this time. And in the end, you know, Trump is going to get exonerated at the very least. He may get impeached by these clowns. But in the end, you know, the Senate's not going to do anything to him. So what are we doing? We're spending all this time and effort and energy to talk about something that's not going to happen. But, okay, back to what I was talking about before, because I think this is important. The process of impeachment, right? Impeachable offenses, they're not limited to actual illegal activity, right? It could, like, because Clinton was impeached because he lied to Congress, which, again, is a criminal activity. But there are morality things that can be incorporated into this, right? So what constitutes an impeachable offense? It's a political question. Actually, an emailer sent this my way. Gerald Ford once put it, an impeachable offense is whatever a majority of the House of Representatives considers it to be at a given moment in history. And that is where we are right now. So, if there's no clear guidance in the Constitution about whether a sitting president can be charged with a crime under normal federal criminal laws, the question has to be debated by legal scholars. And if you're going to go through the hoops and put all this energy behind this and time and money, and by the way, what exactly has Congress accomplished in 2019 that is beneficial to any of us out here in the country? What has Nadler done? What has the rest, and what has Maxine Waters brought to the table other than ugly hate? What has she done? What has Nancy Pelosi provided all of us? What service has the sitting members of Congress helped in any way, shape, or form, me in my life and you in your life? Zero. There's a hatred. There's a hell-bent hatred. And, you know, what's interesting about the core group who are pushing this forward, if I go back and there's audio, and down the road, maybe I'll play a little bit of this tomorrow night. In fact, maybe I definitely will probably play some of this for you tomorrow night. But there's audio, and you may have heard it already, but Nadler going out of his way to talk about how the impeachment of Bill Clinton in that case was completely wrong and outside the bounds of what Congress should be doing. Pelosi said the same thing. Schumer said the same thing. And here we are, you know, a couple of decades later, and these guys are flipping the switch. Hypocrisy in Washington is so rampant. I honestly don't think that these men and women think that they're being videotaped and filmed essentially every time they're in public. Because I think that they have, or they have zero conscience. Zero. You think about the way these guys
live their life, the things that they say and what they do, and they may do something over here that makes this group of people happy, and then down the road they're going to spin around and say something completely different to make these other folks happy. Or whatever in the moment moves the needle for them. And I don't really sit well with hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is one of the things that bothers me the most. Because if you're willing to flip-flop on all these different issues, and flip-flop because the wind blows a certain direction and helps you politically and gives you more power, gives you more dollars and cents in your pocket, you're not the kind of person I want. Certainly not the kind of person I want running a big faction of the government. So we need to figure out, somehow, some way, we need to figure out how far we're willing to go down the rabbit hole to continue to push these buttons on impeachment. Because if you want to keep doing this with every single president that comes in, you know, you get a president A, okay, you've got a, if the House is against the president, if it's a Democratic House and a Republican president, they impeach. If it's a Republican House and a Democrat president, they impeach. I mean, you want to keep going over this over and over again because of a phone call made between the president of the United States and the president of the Ukraine about getting information on Joe Biden, who, as more information comes out, is about as corrupt as you can get. Him and his kid. I mean, give me a break. Come on. He's trying to tell everybody that he didn't know what his kid was doing. He didn't know anything about it. He doesn't know what his, you know, his kid has his tentacles into. It's not feasible to have that happen. All right, and on the other side of that, by the way, I'm sure by now you have paid very close attention to what's going on with the Steele dossier and the fact that the FBI, according to the CNNs of the world, the FBI was exonerated, and the law enforcement personnel from the top down had nothing. There was no bias whatsoever in the investigation with Donald Trump. Listen, what we know is they used a tainted report. They paid for a tainted report, Hillary Clinton did, and they used that to spy on the campaigning president, soon to be president of the United States, to try to get information on him. And then when they found out that their hypothesis on some of these people were not factual, they expanded the scope, and they wound up making it worse, making it bigger instead of making it smaller. So those are just a couple of things that we can talk about as we navigate through the course of the evening tonight. Once again, our number is 833-927-8255. But I have to be honest with you. When you talk about speculation when it comes to facts that we are not 100% sure of, I hate these kinds of conversations. Give me something concrete to talk about. Give me numbers. I'm a numbers guy. You know, give me finances, give me debt, give me illegal aliens, give me criminal numbers, give me election results, give me polls. I want to see that kind of stuff. He said, she said, I heard this, I thought that, maybe he meant this. Come on. It's like a bunch of school kids running around pulling each other's pigtails and, you know, throwing spitballs at each other. After a while, it just gets nauseating. Speaking of nauseating, Sports Illustrated named their Sports Person of the Year. And she's a woman, right? Her name is Megan Rapinoe. Is it Rapinoe or Rapinoe? Rapinoe, Rapinoe? I don't care. Of course, she's the captain of the United States Women's National Team, who they won the Soccer World Cup title. And she appears, I guess, on the cover of the Sports Person of the Year. I think she has an axe in her hand or a sledgehammer in her hand. But Rapinoe told Sports Illustrated, yes, it is a sports award. I'm going to have to go out and perform. But really, me winning it, I feel it's a win for the good guys. And this, of course, is the woman who did the monkey dance on the flag, stepped on the flag. She badmouth the country over and over again, negative stuff about Trump, wouldn't go to the White House. So I don't have time for Megan Rapinoe or Rapinoe. I mention it only because it's one of these stories that that aggravates me. I don't know. I mean, I get that there's places to protest, and people should be allowed to protest, and we should welcome protests, right? America was built on free speech and protest. That's part of what we are. That's part of the bedrock. But when you put the uniform colors on of the United States of America, right, you're playing for the United States team, whatever it is, hockey or soccer or football, or not football, but baseball or volleyball, All right. At that point in time, when you represent the country, I think you got to take a step back and say, my personal beliefs, I mean, I don't necessarily have to put them into a closet, pardon the pun, and tack them and pack them away so nobody gets a chance to see them. But when we're talking about appearing as a unified nation, I don't know, you know, where there is room for folks to, again, either take a knee or not put your hand over the heart or not want to sing the national anthem or not want to stand when the national anthem is being played. If you're the country that's winning, if you win a gold and you take a knee during the national anthem and you're representing the United States of America, shame on you. I'm sorry, shame on you. I don't like it. And I never have. I mean, that's just it's a pet peeve of mine because being an athlete my entire life and man, it would have been an awesome thing. I tried out for the Olympic team when I was, or the junior team when I was in high school. But there were some really great players, and I wasn't on it. But I would have loved to have gotten a chance to play for that team. All right, listen, I'm rambling. I'm all over the place, but we'll start to focus a little bit more. Hey, listen, we have James Hearson coming up at the bottom of next hour. It'll be great to talk with him. And another friend of mine, Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation, will join us at the third hour, the bottom of the third hour. He's fantastic, and we'll break down a whole number of different things with him. So we're looking forward to that. My number is 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. Email address, leelcradio@gmail.com. That's leelcradio@gmail.com. We'll come back in a few. Keep it here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
My microphone has a mind of its own over here in my full-power radio studios in the middle of Connecticut. Welcome back. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. And I just can't stop thinking about how screwed up CNN and MSNBC are. I can't believe that the CNNs, the NBCs, the ABCs, these left-leaning networks are so off-kilter and so hell-bent on bringing down the president. What are they going to do? Like, what programming are they going to rely on if... And when, eventually it'll be when, I mean, President Trump isn't going to be anointed king. I mean, if he wins in 2020 and is the president through 2024, and I'm sure between 2020 and 2024, they'll create two or three or four or five, six more stories, probably a half a dozen other impeachment scenarios, if in fact they continue to have the House. But when it's all done, when Trump is done and moves on, what's CNN going to do then? What are they going to do if a Democrat becomes president, God forbid? I mean, are they going to go back to looking for the missing airline? Are they going to spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, getting airline pilots and stewardesses and geeks with computers and telescopes and folks from all over the world saying, I spotted the airliner there and I spotted the airliner here and blah, blah, blah? Or are they going to go look for where Jimmy Hoffa's buried? Is it the end zone at the old Giant Stadium? Well, I guess that would be a parking lot now. Or are they going to go and maybe do a couple of months worth of shows on whether or not they're actually ghosts? I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke. There's really no news network anymore. Nobody does news. Everybody does sensational journalism. And as long as you know that, you've got a chance. You've got a fighting chance. If you know it, as a person, you're out there in radio land and you realize that these networks are not about delivering facts. They're about delivering or trying to deliver ratings, even though CNN is continuously in the toilet. Can you imagine? Think about it like this. Can you imagine being the CEO of a network the chief, the man, the whoever, you know, pushing all the buttons, calling all the shots. You're the guy. The buck stops with you. I'll try to think of some more catchphrases for you. And you have manufactured news. You've created a monster of disinformation. And even in doing that, even in you telling fabricated stories, you're last in the ratings. What does that tell you? That's not the way to go, right? It's not what people are looking for. It's like serving, having an ice cream parlor and serving ice cream with sausage in it. Nobody wants it. Nobody's looking for it. Nobody wants fake news. Nobody wants manufactured news. Nobody wants the garbage that they see on a regular day in and day out basis on these networks. And I'm shocked that people still advertise with them. I'm shocked that people still tune them in. I watch just to get a balanced idea of where they are. But I see a story come out, and I dig into the story, and I read, and I try to do the due diligence. And then, you know, you flip on the television at night after listening to a couple of hours of Wayne Allen Root, and you see what this side has and what that side has. And it's like two different stories. Like, how can you be so far off the beam? How can you be so far in this attack mode on President Trump? And really, the case in point is the issue that you're really going out of your mind about is not that big a deal. This is not an impeachable offense. And you're going to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on this. And in the end, it's going to be a failure. It's going to be an abject failure. And, you know, you want to back up to Mueller, the Mueller probe, 24/7. Abject failure. And the Steele dossier, which was what everybody was banking on. Failure, failure, failure. It's a loser. And the American people are screaming as loud as they can. They don't want to deal with this anymore. Now, that is represented, I think, in the ratings. MSNBC is a little bit better than CNN, and they do. That's probably why they do better in their ratings. But in a general sense of things, I don't know how, if you're leading the charge over there at CNN, you don't look at your business model and your plan and say, we got to do something about this. What we deliver day in and day out is not working. You know, we get seven liberals in a semicircle, and we handpick one pseudo conservative who maybe really isn't even a conservative, and you place him or her up on that panel, and everybody attacks them and tries to make that person look like he doesn't know what he's talking about or she doesn't know what he's talking about. I mean, how much of that can you watch? How much of that do you want to see on a regular basis? To me, it's an easy no watch. All right, we're almost to the top of the hour. Those of you who are listening on the great radio stations across the entire country, I cannot thank you enough. Oklahoma City, St. Louis, New York, and Dallas, and Minneapolis, and Vegas. My name is Lee Elsie. That's L-E-E-E-L-C-I. You can reach me, LEEELCIRadio@gmail.com. Send your emails my way. I have a Facebook page, same name. I have a Twitter. You can send me a tweet. All of it. Good stuff. All right. We'll take a break through the top of the hour. We'll roll back. By the way, James Hearson will join us at the bottom of the hour, and Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation in 90 minutes. Keep it here. Again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Root.